Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, and Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, as we discuss the status of seeds of Truma fruits. Says the Mishnah, Garine Truma, when it comes to the seeds of Truma fruits, Bizman Shehu Mechanson, at a time when the particular Kohen are collecting the seeds where they want to eat the seeds, Asuros. Therefore, those seeds would be prohibited to a non-Kohen because it's clear that the Kohen wants to eat the seeds, even though technically the seeds aren't the most edible. If the Kohen's clearly demonstrating that he wants them, then they're usher, then they're prohibited for a non-Kohen to eat them. But if the Kohen throws them away and clearly is discarding them, isn't interested in eating them, then certainly they're mutter, they're permitted for a person to come and eat them, even if you're not a Kohen. And the same is true when it comes to the bones of kachim, of karbanos, that are generally speaking eaten by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Bizmanchu Mechanson, is at a time when the Kohanim are collecting these bones, they want to eat the bones, Asurin, therefore they're prohibited to a non-Kohen to eat these bones, Vim Hishlichon, but if the Kohen comes along and throws away the bones and only wants to eat the meat, but isn't actually interested in the bones themselves, Mutar, and then they are permitted for a non-Kohen to eat the bones of the Karbanos, of the Kachim. Now we're going to continue and sort of differentiate and distinguish between different types of bran as it pertains to the wheat of Truma. Bran is sort of like the parts around the grain kernel that is meant there. It's like a husk that's meant to protect the grain. Says the Mishnah, Hamursan Mutter, coarse bran. On the various pieces of wheat are permitted for a non-Kohen to eat them, because at the end of the day, they're not edible, they're not going to be eaten by anyone, and therefore they're permitted to anyone, not only a Kohen. However, says the Mishnah, Subin Shel Chadoshos, fine bran of newer wheat, if they're newer wheat, then they're more moist, then they're going to have flour that's going to be on them, and therefore, because there's going to be flour on this fine bran, attached to this fine bran, therefore they're also, they're prohibited to a non-Kohen, they can only be eaten by a Kohen, because there's going to be flour of Truma on the bran. However, says the Mishnah, Vishel Yishanos, but if the fine bran is on older wheat, then mutaros, then they are permitted to a non-Kohen, because they're not going to be having any flour on them. They're drier and drier. The drier bran isn't going to have truma flour connected to it. Therefore, they can be eaten and consumed by non-Kohenim as well. Continues in the Mishnah, V'noheg b'truma kederach shehu noheg b'chulin. That the truma should be treated in the same way that chulin, that regular food, is treated, meaning to say that you're allowed to sip, that the Kohen, when he's eating the truma bran and the truma grain, has the ability to sift out the bran. It's not considered destroying truma. That we know that, as we were saying, the bran isn't really a part of the grain, the flour, the process of the wheat that wants to be consumed, that wants to be eaten, that is the most edible part of the stalk. And therefore, the Kohanim can sort of discard the bran and not be concerned that he's destroying truma. We learned before, you can't destroy truma, but the bran isn't really part of the truma, and therefore the Mishnah says that you're allowed to, that the Kohen's allowed to destroy and discard such a bran. Finishing off the Mishnah, Hamisales Kav O Kabin Lisa. But if a Kohen is sort of sifting his flour, he has the truma flour in front of him, and he's sifting it, where he has a kav or two kabin for a saw of truma that he has there, lo yabed esar, he can't discard the parts of the flour that aren't as fine, that aren't as nice. He can't say, you know, it's all flour, but I want the finest flour. He can't do that. Lo ya'abed es hashar. He can't discard and destroy the rest. El yanichinu b'makum ha'mutzna. Rather, he should put the part of the flour that he doesn't want aside, and he'll keep that protected. He'll keep that in a separate place, and he'll only eat the part that he wants, but he can't discard it, he can't throw it out, he can't destroy it, because like we learned earlier, that would be the isur, the prohibition of destroying truma, which you're not allowed to do. Continuing now with Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Megura Shepina Mimena Chite Truma. A person has a Kohen, has a storehouse, where he is trying to, he was storing truma wheat in there, and now he wants to bring chulin wheat into this storehouse. So the Mishnah says, "Ein mechayven oso lihios yoshiv u'malaket achas achas." Once he removes the truma wheat from there, he's not obligated to sit and collect every single piece of truma kernel on the ground. Ela mechabit kedarko, he should just sweep it in a normal way. Venosin lesocha chulin, and then put the chulin, put the regular wheat there. We're not concerned about the truma kernels that are going to be left on the floor, because ultimately they're going to become batel, they're going to be nullified and cancelled in the truma that is left there. So that's Perikud Aleph Mishnah Vav. Quick review. Perikud Aleph Mishnah Hey taught us that when it comes to the seeds of Truma, as long as they're being collected by the Kohanim and kept by the Kohanim, then they're prohibited to non-Kohanim. But if the Kohen throws it away, then certainly you can use those seeds and eat those seeds. The same is true the Mishnah taught us when it comes to the bones of the Kachim, of the Karbanos. If the Kohanim are collecting them, are using them, are consuming them, then you're allowed to. Then you're not allowed to eat them. They're also, they're prohibited to a non-Kohen. But if they're discarding them, if they're throwing out such a bones, then they're permitted for a non-Kohen to eat them. And then the Mishnah distinguished between the coarse bran, which are certainly not edible, and the Mishnah said they're permitted for anyone to have them, to use them, to eat them, and so on. They're not considered to be truma. But then we said when it comes to fine bran of new grain, so there that's ushered to anyone, that's prohibited to any non-Kohenim, because in that situation, in that case, there's going to be flour sticking to it, which is truma, which only Kohenim is able to eat. However, older wheat with fine bran are permitted to non-Kohenim to eat, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be moist, they're going to be dry, and there's not going to be flour sticking to it. Then the Mishnah taught us that once the Kohen has his wheat, he's allowed to sift out the bran, because at the end of the day, the bran isn't really part of the truma itself. It's not considered the edible part that he's going to be eating, and it's not considered destroying the truma. But then the Mishnah did tell us that when the Kohen has his flour, his truma flour that he's sifting through, so he's not allowed to sift through and sort of distinguish the finer flour from the flour that isn't as nice, because at the end of the day, they're both edible, and therefore it's all truma, and he's not allowed to destroy any of it, because doing so would be a prohibition and iser in the Torah. Rather, he should just sort of set it aside and eat the part of the flour that he wants to eat. And then Perikud Aleph Mishnah Vav taught us that he discussed the case regarding someone who has a storehouse where he had truma wheat in there, and now he wants to move in a regular chulin wheat. So we said that he has to certainly take out and remove the truma wheat, but we don't obligate him, we don't require him to sit and pluck every single kernel of wheat from the ground. We assume that he could just sweep it in a normal way and put the chulin, put the regular wheat there. We're not concerned about the kernels of wheat that are left there, because ultimately it's going to be batel, ultimately it's going to be nullified in the larger amount, in the much more significant amount of chulin, of regular wheat, that is being brought into the storehouse. Have a great day.